Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one like you.
I'm so glad.
There's no God that's not
you. May be let down before.
There's no just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and hopefully yours as well. Welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection, where your host is myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. It is Women's Day Thursday. We have Prophetess Rosalind Rose coming on this morning. The scripture for this morning is Hebrews 3 and 13. Excuse me. But encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Again, Hebrews 3 and 13, but encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Remember the numbers 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or to need prayer. We're definitely going to give a shout out to all those countries that's listening in. The United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Thank you guys for tuning in. and supporting World Gospel Connection. Apostle and myself are here praying for you that you're not alone in this fight. Continue to stand on the word of God. Remember, his word does not come back void. He's right there all the time, every day. Do not give up. Keep pushing through. Father God, I ask you that you have your way this morning on the broadcast. Holy Ghost, come in and take over. Let your body, your people hear word from you and understand that you are right here. In spite of what they see, you're standing right there beside them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Or if you need prayer, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know where the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every. Somebody put your hands in the air right here. Let's do it together.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, kingdom of God, shout, there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
And we won't keep silent, say there's an army.
There's an army.
Now shout it out, say to break every chain, to break every chain.
You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, it won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
the miracle to fix your need.
Once you trust,
once you trust him,
oh, then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken
heart. He had mended my broken
heart. Oh, gave me a miracle.
Gave me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That you can lift your hands and say,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father, for bringing me out of it. Oh, yes, you are.
Praise the Lord.
for the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God, praise God. Broken but healed. That's one of my favorite songs by Thomas Morgan Northfield. Not to prolong the time, our phenomenal woman of God is on. Prophetess Rose, are you there?
I am.
Good morning, woman of God. And again, yes, ma'am, we can hear you good. Again, thank you for coming back on. It's always an honor and a blessing to have you on here to give a word from God. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure giving honor to God, giving honor to the Douglas. It's an honor as well to be invited to help spread the word. Hallelujah, amen. I'm just going to say a short prayer to begin. Our Father God, I come right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you, God, for all that you have done, what you're doing, for your grace, your mercies, God, because they're new every morning. This is new mercies today, Father, and we're so grateful for this mercy, God. We ask that you would have your way. Let your word, God, not return into your void. Let it go out and work, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Again, it is an honor, honor, honor to be invited as one of the guest speakers on today. I like the scripture that you read this morning, Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today. And as I was reading a little bit further down in another verse, it says, for today I just come to enforce the importance of follow-up ministry. And I'm going to just hit on a couple of things, what I want to speak about. Know your weight and wear your crown. Hallelujah. Also protect your crown. And don't let them steal your crown. Amen. Talking about our crown today. The Bible prophecy speaks of the former. It speaks of the future and the now. Check this out. If you don't know, now you know that we are living in the now. We're living in the now. Follow me, follow me. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Listen, listen, I didn't see it, but Luke 8:44 tells me that when the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years touched Jesus' garment, she became healed immediately. I didn't see it, but that's what Luke 8:44 says. Now, when I myself had an issue of blood for almost 12 years, I went from doctor to doctor. They couldn't find anything. They couldn't tell me why or where even the blood was coming from. And one of my issues, one of my appointments, I even took my son because I wanted him to experience the miracle that was getting ready to take place in my life. When I stopped being afraid of my issue and decided to activate my now faith, I touched Jesus immediately, and I myself, hallelujah, became healed. That issue just dried up. It was no more. Hallelujah. I did not see it. But John 9:6 tells me Jesus healed a blind man. Now, I heard last year as I was watching the news, I heard on the news that someone activated their now faith, not just their faith, but they activated their now faith for the blind to see. This guy, he invented some glasses that when the blind folks put on these glasses, they can now see. Amen? They can now see. Now faith. Now time. The word of the Lord is living. It's active. Huh. It's a living and it's an active word. Guess what? The word of the Lord is powerful. Hallelujah. In other words, his word will not return unto him void. It will do what he sent it to do. Wait, right here. Luke 4 and 18. Jesus commanded us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised. Now, I want to slow that down and take my time because I hear a lot of people saying they don't know what they're called to do. Hallelujah. So right there, that's a command right there. Luke 4 and 18, what he commanded us to do. But it blew my mind because I'm looking, but I'm not seeing too many folk free. So I asked the Lord, God, why aren't the broken being healed? Why are the people still in captivity? And why are the people not at liberty? His response to me was, you have to have power. Matthew 3 and 11 tells me, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I said, okay, Lord. Some of us have power and the anointing. So what's missing? I still don't see many folk here. I see a few, but not many folks. Why, God, is the brokenhearted not healed? And the captives are not free? Why are the prisoners, Lord God, still in darkness? Why is there still mourning instead of comfort? Why is Zion still grieving? And the people's skin is as ashes instead of beauty? I said, why, Lord, is there mourning instead of joy? And the people's spirit is in despair. His response again to me was, him or herself. The teacher and preacher, him or herself, is lowly, my God, in spirit. Low self-esteem. Many of them have a spirit of heaviness. No confidence in who they are. My. Roslyn, he said, they are preaching under pressure. Oh, my God. Preaching under pressure. They themselves are broken. They've been working the work and being loyal and faithful. Trusting and leaning to their own understanding, he said, but not the understanding of the Lord. My. The reason why there's little healing in the kingdom is because the leaders don't know. Check this out. They don't know the weight they carry. They can tell their story, but they don't know my glory. Amen. You can tell your story, hallelujah, but do you really know, God's glory? You ever talked to someone and they said that they was in a bad car accident and they made it out and they never tell you that, you know, recognize that it was God? They tell you, you know, the ambulance got there right on time or whoever got there right on time to pull them out or whatever it may be, or they was healed of COVID. My God. But when they come out, they don't get a glory to God. They don't know it was God that did it, so they go back to living their own ways and doing their own thing. They could tell their story, but they don't know my glory. Credit the glory to man. Mm-hmm. Matthew 17. Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy. I'm going to read it. 14 says, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son. He said, he has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples. Check this out. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon and came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? Verse 20, Jesus replied, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say this mountain, move here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I remember the Harvey storm, when the Harvey storm came to Houston, Texas, and, you know, it rained one day, 2 days. By the third day, I began to pray, and I think I went onto Facebook, I did, and I began to command that the rain would dry up and that it would stop raining. There was an individual that got on after me, who are you to get on there and pray about the rain or say to stop the rain? I'm like, I'm just a child of God, and if Elijah did it, I could do it. Well, 2 days later, baby, the rain did stop, okay? So preaching under pressure. The leader himself don't know their weight. Let me ask you, have you been baptized in the power of the Holy Ghost? 1 Thessalonians 1:5 reads, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance as you know what manner of men we are among you for your sake. Baby, my sisters, my brothers, my queens, my kings, you have to wear your crown. One of my sons, I have, you know, foster adopted biological children, you know, in my life. And one of my sons, my six-year-old, he comes home one day, and he had this paper crown. And he said, Miss Rose, I made this for you. This is for you. And I just knew. I didn't know what to do with it at the time. But I said, this is prosperity. He made me a crown. And, honey, I tell you, God has been ministering through that crown. Every time we have a family meeting, I put the crown on. I have one daughter that she kind of get abused by her older brother at times. I go and get the crown. I put it on her head. I say, baby, you got to wear your crown. You got to know who you are. You don't allow anybody to just call you any kind of names and do you any kind of way. Learn who you are. Wear your crown. 2 Samuel 12:29 says, and David gathered all the people together and went to Rabbah and fought against it and took it. And he took their king's crown from off his head. And the weight whereof was a talent of gold and with the precious stone, and was set on David's head. And he brought forth the spoil of the city in great, don't let nobody steal your crown. Don't let nobody tell you who you are, what you can and what you can't do. Hallelujah. Rejection sometimes allows your crown to be stolen. Denial sometimes allows your crown to be stolen. But honey, you got to know that you have a crown. Wear your crown. I heard on, I think it was the news this morning or last night or whenever it was, they were talking about, what is her name, in London, the Queen. And they said when the Queen put on her crown, they named, I can't tell you what it is, but how many diamonds and how many pearls, and even I think the weight of her crown is eight. We have to know the weight of our crown. Know your worth. Don't let people abuse you. Hallelujah. Even in the kingdom of God, there is abuse going on. Don't let nobody abuse you. Ezekiel 16:12 says, and I put a jewel on the forehead and earrings in the ears and a beautiful, he says, crown upon thy head. This is what the Lord gave you. Baby, that's your crown. Wear your crown. Hallelujah. We have to have a humble spirit. Know who you are with humbleness. Amen. Because we know that the devil comes to steal, of course. He comes to kill, of course. And he comes to destroy, of course. Yes, he does. For him to keep you blind and keep you not knowing who you are, if he can stop you in your tracks by keeping you blind in your mind, by keeping you from knowing assignment in the kingdom of God, that's what he'll do. We have too many, and it grieves my spirit, too many mature Christians still talking about, I'm trying to figure out who I am. Come on. You'd have been in this thing long enough. By now, you ought to know who you are or what I'm to do, what your assignment is. We read that in Luke, we read, hallelujah, that Jesus commanded us, hallelujah, to go ye therefore, hallelujah, heal the brokenhearted. Amen? It's a commandment. I mean, it's really not hard. The assignment and what's to be done, if we read our word, it's really not hard to figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing. And you're probably already doing it. If you're a singer and you sing, well, that's what you're probably called to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you're a servant, which we all are servants, and you're serving, well, serve to the best of your knowledge. Hallelujah. All we have to do is just do it. Just do it. No more excuses. No more I don't know what to do. Just do it. Just know that you are. That I'm what? Prophet Rose. That I'm called. I'm chosen. And I'm sent by God. And keep working. Hallelujah. The word. The word of God say, work while this day. Because when night coming, hallelujah, no man will be able, hallelujah, to work. So just keep on working, mighty God, no matter what. Who is that? Nehemiah? Keep on building. Hallelujah. No matter what. Just know you have a crown on your head. And this is your assignment, and this is what you're called, my God, to do. Hallelujah. Wear your crown. Stand up in your God-given authority against the force, hallelujah, of darkness. Hallelujah. That's what we're fighting against. We're not fighting against one another. Hallelujah. We're fighting against a force of darkness. Or may I say it like this, to make it simpler. Stand up against what's wrong. Wrong is not life. Hallelujah. We got a lot of wrong going on in the world today, not just in the body of Christ. We got to start from the head, the government places, the high places. James 1 and 12 says, blessed is the one who preserves under trials, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Is there going to be trials? Yes, it is. Is there going to be tests? Yes, it is. And a whole lot of them. Baby, when you work in this work, you get ready, as CDJ say. Get ready. We always want to talk about the blessings, and the blessings is well and good. Hallelujah. But not only is the blessings is coming, baby, you're going to have to be able to endure, my God, some trials until the end. You're going to have to be able to stand on your faith, know who you are, know what you have, know what God has already given you. He's given you power. He's given you the authority. He said, go out and multiply. Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Work in this work. Work in this kingdom. My God, because he didn't come for the saved. He came for the lost. Amen. So what are we doing? What are we trying to work for? Not just with one another, to compete with one another. Amen. My God, but souls is at stake. Hallelujah. My last verse, and I'll be done. You know, I'm not long. Revelation 3 and 11 says, I'm coming soon. Listen at this. I love it. Come on, guys. I love it. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. Baby, whether they call you or don't call you, whether they show up or don't show up. Hallelujah. I was telling my daughter the other night, I said, you know what, I don't worry, I don't sweat what the people do since in the body of Christ, because if I can't do it over here, honey, God has given me so many talents and so many gifts, I'll go and do something else. Hallelujah. If I can't work with you, I'll go work somewhere else. I'll go do something else. Come on, be like Esther. Hallelujah. Come on, if you can't work over there in that field, go work up in another field. Hallelujah. Amen. Just know that you got a crown. I come to encourage you this morning. I come to encourage your heart. Hallelujah. For those that's kind of still struggling with who they are, what are they called to do? Not knowing you. You're working under the anointing and you have the power of God, but what's missing, the reason why the people not being healed, delivered, and set free, is because you're working under pressure. You don't understand what you have. You don't understand what God has given you. For greater, the word God says, do is in me than he that is in the world. So I can do nothing on my own, hallelujah. But I do all things, what the word say. Through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who strengthens my God me, hallelujah. So when we know it's not us anyway, hallelujah, well, why should we worry? What problems should we have? Who really cares? How this is the work of the Lord. It's not my work. Hallelujah. It's God's work. And baby, God going to work his work. He going to work his word. Hallelujah. Because his word will not return unto him void. So again, I encourage you today. I come to bring reinforcement to somebody, hallelujah, who may have been losing the faith, losing the hope, want to give up, don't want to, you know, just because of whatever. I come to reinforce you today. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. No, you got a crown of glory. Hallelujah. The weight of glory is on your head. Ha! Shemamasoko. The weight of God's glory is on your head. You got to see this thing. I am single, but I remember years ago, I looked at my finger, my married finger on my left hand. I'm single. I've always been single, never been married. And I saw, by the way of the Spirit, the biggest diamond ring on my finger. I mean, this thing was, I'm like, wow, God, I am married to you. And I got a beautiful ring on my finger. Now, recently, my ring haven't come in yet, but this year, I went and bought me a wedding ring. And, baby, I can't wait till it come in. Somebody said, don't put it on your wedding finger. But, honey, I'm going to put it on my wedding finger because I am excited. You got to know what you have, know what you possess. Hallelujah. And I give the floor back. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, prophetess. What a word this morning. Know your way and wear your crown. Don't let no one steal your crown. That right there stood out for me because you have to know who you are and whose you are in spite of what they try to say and talk about you. People have to remember, they talked about Jesus Christ, but he still bled and died for us. In spite of what they did and what they said, he still stood strong. People are not going to like you, and that's okay. Dust it off and keep going and hold your head and keep going. Don't fold. I say this all. We say this all the time. Don't fold. Look with your spiritual eyes, not your own eyes, and then you'll see where people are coming from. You bless the body today. Again, I want to let you know you are listening to in 15 countries this morning, and it is an honor, again, to have you back on here. If anyone wants to call in before the woman of God leaves, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak so I know that you want to say something to her. I'll be requesting prayer so we'll know. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Look at somebody and tell them God's going to get the glory out of this. Y'all act like y'all want to hear it. This is for that whole row right there, right there. Ain't Shirley, stand up and face the audience this way, right quick. Come on, just stand up and wave at everybody. This song is for you tonight, Ain't Shirley. You just give him glory. Give him glory.
Amen, amen. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Good morning. You have something you want to say or you need in prayer?
Yes, I have something I'd like to say. First of all, God bless you all for bringing the word of God all across the world today. This is Sister Elaine Roberson. Sister Rose is my sister-in-law. And I, ooh, glory, I just want to say that, ooh, glory, I just want to say that I was, ooh, so blessed by the word of God today. Wear your crown. And see, when you have a relationship with God and you have been married to the Father, you're going to wear that crown with a lot of confidence. It don't matter what you go through. It don't matter what people say about you. You wear that crown with confidence. And you know that God is going to be with you as you go through life, because he said that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And so we just got to continue to walk in the word of God, knowing that who we represent, he is always there with us, always there fighting for us. He said he's our battle axe. And so we have to just know that we are a representative of Jesus Christ, and so we should walk in confidence, walk with our head high, walk with the crown on our head, as others look at us and let them say, that is a peculiar woman. So woman of God, sister, Miss Rose, and Minister Rose, Confidence Rose, whatever they call you, continue to impart the word of God, because you have been blessing me all morning, and people around the world have truly been blessed by this word this morning. And so I just yield the floor back to you all, but I just wanted to call in and say my soul is satisfied with Jesus. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. I agree with her 100%, Prophetess Rose. You bless the body today. People need it to hear. Don't worry about what they're saying. Worry about what God is saying.
Amen.
And again, I'm not going to hold you up any longer. Tell the people how to get in contact with you if they want to hear your word or if they want to bless you.
I have a my email address is Lady R L A D Y R 37 at hotmail.com. Of course, if you want to bless me, if you have a Zelle account, I don't even know my Facebook, my Cash App, I think it's R Rose Roslyn. How do you do that thing? Anyway, but you can always email me or call phone number 281-216-3137. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for you before you go. Father God, I ask you to cover this woman of God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Give back what she's given out to your people. I see an overflow of blessing in her life right now, Lord. Continue to protect and guide her and lead her the way you want her to go, not the way the people think she should go. Continue to understand and push her to where you need her to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Again, thank you so very much for being one of the few that I call and always right there with no questions asked. I truly, truly appreciate it, because people need something. We're supposed to support one another. Iron literally sharpens iron, and a lot of people don't truly understand that.
Yes, yes, yes. It's an honor again, and thank you so much. Just want to say thank you to Pastor Kashim and her husband, Pastor Douglas, again. You guys are doing something that people desire to do, but because of fear, they don't do. And not just being on the radio. There's a lot of people on the radio. There's a lot of people who have talk shows, TV, radio, but what they're not doing, they're not sharing how we allow the voice of God to reach nations through other people. You're kingdom builders.
Yes,
that's what you guys, kingdom builders. People, they're doing the radio
thank
thing. Hallelujah. But it's all, you know, for self and self-gain and for themselves and their little chosen people. But God is allowing you to be a platform, hallelujah, for others, for the voice, you know, that's using the voice of God. So, again, I give you honor. I thank you so much. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. That's one of the biggest things that we are big on support. They just don't need to hear from us. They need to hear from truly anointed people of God, because our mic can't reach who you can reach, and vice versa. There's no big in I, no big bigger person than God. Man is just here, but God is bigger, and that's what we're big on, is the spreading his word and honoring him. And once they realize that, it's not a competition. That's what some of the so-called Christians want to call this. It's not a competition, or you have to walk and talk a certain way, and when you don't do that, you can't preach God's word. That's not true. That's not true. So, again, thank you. I shared it on Facebook. You can always go back and listen to it and share it if you want to. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will be having you back soon again.
Praise God.
You have a blessed and phenomenal. Yes, ma'am, you have a blessed day.
Yes, ma'am.
Because God's trying to tell you, I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he going to do it this week? God said he going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyrell. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'ma do it. I'ma do it this week. Come on. I'ma do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're gonna have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's gonna happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's gonna do it. Come on. Hebrews. Yeah. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait this long. You ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some. Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a get your Bible.
Your name on it.
Scriptures, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9 says, if you declare with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Remember, all God wants is a yes. He wants that one-on-one time with you. He does not care what you did last night nor this morning. Spend that time to him, with him. Surrender yourself to him. No, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not going to sit up and tell you that. Yes, it's going to be hard. The devil's going to attack even harder. But you stand on God's word. Know that his word does not return back void, and he has you. The storm may come, but it will not last. All he wants is a yes. I'm not going to say a long prayer. If you want to surrender your life to Christ, just say yes. Father God, whoever needs you and is crying out to you, I ask you to hear their cry and put your loving arms around them. Know that you do not care about what happened yesterday or this morning, that you still love them. All you want is a yes. Lift your hands up and surrender to God. Tell him, yes, Lord, here I am. And he will change your life. Amen. Know that nothing is too hard for God. From Genesis to Revelation, it does not say it's going to be easy. But it does say trust in him. And once you trust in him, you'll start understanding what your worth is. Having faith the size of a mustard seed. Luke 17:6. If you have faith no bigger than a mustard seed, that's all it is. You can move mountains. Stop worrying about what people say about you, what they call you. Just focus on what God called you, and he will turn your life around. I'm going to give you three keys since you said yes to Christ. One, find your Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, find your Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go in physically, please mask up. Nobody's concerned about what Governor Abbott said. Please mask up. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands, because COVID is real, but God is bigger. But please still mask up. You're welcome to join us, Abba House, on Facebook, Sundays at 10:30 and Tuesdays at 7:15 for Bible study. Three, if you're under someone, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This must line up. They cannot ride the fence and trying to teach you about God. The three keys are, again, get you a Bible, King James or NIV, find your church home, whether you're going in or virtual, and three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. It's not going to be easy, love, but it's going to be well worth it. We are here if you need us, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10. Apostle and myself are here. No judgment.
We're here to inspire and encourage you and push you where you need to be. We also have Blessed All. If you would like some, it is for free. You can email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com, or you can go on to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and inbox us. Also, you can go on Abba House on Facebook and inbox us. The oil is free. If you're in the Houston area, we will bring it to you and pray with you. If you're out of Houston, we will mail it to you. Again, the oil is free. If you want to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. $WGC2020 if you want to sow into us. Know that it's not all about us, it's all about God. Stop worrying about what they're saying about you, love. Focus on what God is saying. He loves you. He's right there for you all the time. And know that he's an on-time God in spite of what we think. You don't have to speak in tongues to talk to our Father. You don't have to know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, from the beginning to the end. If you don't know all 66 books of the Bible, that's okay. Read one scripture or two scriptures a day. Get to know him for yourself. Don't go by what people tell you. Get to know him for yourself. And watch the miracle he do in your life. He loves you. He loves you. And we are here if you need us. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that God loves you. You're not in this alone. We're here if you need us. But continue to stand on his word and watch what he does for you. Tune in tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. We have a phenomenal entrepreneur coming on, Miss Lloyd. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. And again, so I tell you, God loves you. You're not in this by yourself. An apostle and myself are here, and other powerful men and women of God that came on here are here. If you need prayer or Blessed All, please feel free to email me. Email us. Let me correct myself, because I'm not the only soldier for God. WorldwideGospelConnection@gmail.com, or you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and message us, and we got you. This is a no-judgment zone here, and we believe in supporting one another, and iron and sharpens iron. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that we love you, and keep on pushing.
Grateful for the things that you have done. time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
The
victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from